correct me if I'm wrong, Neil, but I believe one of the conclusions that the group touched upon at your biomarker meeting was that as the biomarker measurements on tumors increases in the next decade or two decades, just looking ahead at what's happening, is it really a smart idea or a feasible idea for every hospital to conduct mom-and-pop experiments on the unraveling of the biology of these complicated cancers?
In Great Britain, where the NHS runs all this so that you don't have restraint of trade issues, they've limited it to a certain number of labs, and they're pretty confident that the results are quite good. In the United States, of course, that's been more difficult. And I think, actually, rather than trying to drive it top-down, we're hoping, at least from a consumer standpoint, ASCO and CAP, to drive it with accreditation and proficiency and making sure. By the way, we're going to do ER next. The panel's already put together now, and we're going to start addressing that this fall.
So. Yes, Oncotype is one example where there is a successful centralized program. Lisa?
Well, I think there's two parts to this. One is I suspect that the methodology, as we get better, more accurate tests, some of the current tests may simply fall by the wayside. In truth, it's possible that single markers are inadequate to measure pathways in general. And so we may always, if we rely on one marker at a time, have some inaccuracy there. The other is we get the central versus local lab assessments. We have to be very careful, particularly in our trial assessments. I mean, I think one of the highlights, you have Mitch Dowsett's ATAC paper, and what people may not remember is when that same analysis was performed using the non-centralized evaluation, they found a predictive effect for benefit of AI.
Which drove clinical practice
So in truth, what that showed, as I think Paul very nicely highlighted, is that HER2 and PR and quantitation is a very good prognosticator, but not at all a predictive effect for benefit of AI over tamoxifen. However, the first analysis using local lab results suggested exactly the opposite.
Right. So my advice is that if you're going to have these tests done to drive therapy, you as a doctor or patient, make sure that the pathology lab that did the testing is accredited by CAP. Mm-hmm. And if it is, it means they've done proficiency testing, they do it right. And if it's not, then I wouldn't do it there.